This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, complex molecules and clear skies. One of the big questions that often comes up when astronomy and astrophysics are mentioned is there life out there? While the search for extraterrestrial life has sparked the imagination of countless people from astronomers to science fiction authors, and even spawned a serious scientific organization, which is SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, most attempts focus on detecting some sort of signal indicative of cogent life forms in another star system, or even another galaxy. The only such possible detection we know of occurred on the 15th of August 1977, in the context of a SETI project. The WOW signal, as it is known, was detected by the Big Ear radio telescope at Ohio State University. A strong radio signal lasting 72 seconds, which was the equivalent length of the scanning window, and centered on 1.4 GHz, was picked up, with a peak signal-to-noise ratio of about 30. Many signs pointed to this being extraterrestrial in origin, but the signal was never detected again. However, a different kind of radio detection has recently raised the possibility of there being life in our galaxy, just maybe not as we know it. Astronomers from the Max Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy in Germany and Cornell University in the US have announced the detection of an unusual, complex, carbon-based molecule in a giant interstellar gas cloud. Located some 27,000 light-years away, the gas-rich, star-forming region Sagittarius B2 was found to emit spectral lines corresponding to complex carbon-based molecules. The team used the ALMA submillimeter telescope array in the Atacama Desert to study the various emission lines present in the extremely large and dense gas cloud, which was previously found to contain other complex molecules. While 180 different molecules have already been detected in the interstellar medium as a whole, the largest of these have all been organic, with what is known as a straight-chain carbon backbone, which is to say that the carbon atoms in the molecule all link up in a straight line, and do not branch out. For the first time, these astronomers have detected branched carbon molecules, specifically a branched alkyl known as isopropyl cyanide, which has a chemical formula of C3H7CN. According to the astrochemical models used by the scientists, the observed molecules are produced on the surface of icy dust grains by the addition of radicals to simple molecules via various reactions. The reason scientists are hailing this as a landmark detection is due to the fact that the branch structure seen here is a characteristic property of amino acids, which are complex molecules which form the building blocks of proteins necessary for life. Such molecules have previously been encountered in meteorites that have landed on Earth, but it was unsure whether the right conditions were present in interstellar space for the formation of amino acids and other branched carbon molecules. Now, the possibility is very much alive, no pun intended, that such molecules may be produced very early in the star formation process. The scientists involved in the study are hopeful that amino acids and other such branched carbon molecules will be detected in the near future, as the sensitivity and resolution of radio telescopes continues to improve. Perhaps one day we will have evidence of the chemical, rather than electromagnetic variety, that life elsewhere in the cosmos truly does exist. In other news, clear skies and space weather of a different kind. Astronomers have detected the smallest exoplanet that contains water in its atmosphere so far. The planet, roughly the size of Neptune, is known by the designation HAT-P11b, and was studied using the Hubble and Spitzer space telescopes to measure the variation of its parent star's light as it transited across. The spectrum of the light during the transit was closely studied, and although the occurrence of water vapor in exoplanet atmospheres is fairly common, the researchers were surprised to find that the planet's atmosphere was also cloud-free, a first for this type of exoplanet. Studying the absorption spectra of hydrogen and oxygen in the atmosphere of the planet, they saw that the intensity of the observed signal meant that the skies were clear as far as Hubble could see. This is in contrast to previous spectral observations of other exoplanet atmospheres, which have revealed very little information due to a thick, cloudy atmosphere always being present. In the case of HAT-P11b, the location of the water in the atmosphere points towards a planetary model of a gassy planet with a rocky or icy core. Future observations of other exoplanets hope to reveal more cases of good weather in the future, and may enable scientists to finally find that holy grail of an Earth-sized planet containing water.